Welcome to On the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. Here, this is the spot where the conversations are pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Did you bring your thinking caps? Because it's time to put them on. Because the conversation starts now. I said, have you ever done one of these suckers and forget to hit the record button?
Yes, ma'am.
That's ugly sauce, but we're pretty sauce here on the edge, the place where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. And we have Dr. Josephine Harris. They call her Dr. Jo, because she knows how to help you feel better, release anxiety and stress, cope with family members that may have mental health challenges. That's her field of expertise, brains. So she's here to share that with us on the edge. Welcome her. How you doing, Dr. Jo?
I am blessed and fabulous.
Oh, she said what? And fabulous, with the big F. Tell us a little bit about you and, you know, how you're brave, stronger, and smarter, as it says on your wall.
Yes, ma'am. As you know, I am Dr. Josephine Harris. You can call me Dr. Jo. I am the mental health expert as well as an international psychologist, a seven-time best-selling author. I also am a certified mental health coach where I help military spouses as well as women to find their self-identity, to step to the forefront while helping these service members fulfill their career and so that they can have a fulfilled career as well.
Well, that's a whole bunch of good stuff you're doing there, because I am a retired military spouse. And girl, they come back cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. Well, the whole dynamic has changed. It depends on their job, if they're isolated, they're away from their family. You know, I knew this guy that was on a submarine. And when he came out, he was just, you know, your whole life has changed. And then the relationships.
Yes, ma'am.
Maintaining a relationship with your spouse and they're far away, you got the kids, all that. How did you get into the military? Are you a military spouse?
Yes, ma'am. I am a military spouse of 20 plus years.
What branch?
Army.
Okay, we Navy. Okay.
And don't worry, because I have a daughter that's in the Navy.
Oh, wow.
I have a daughter that's in the Navy, a son that's in the Air Force. Oh, so we're a family of many branches. So what really brought me as a military spouse in to hold my ground, to find my self-identity, because when as a military spouse, we tend to lose our self-identity. And when I mean lose your self-identity, we tend to hide behind our service member career. And you have to realize that when, as a military spouse, we have to really pick up where we, our career, and move. And that is the hardest thing to do, because it can be frustrating. It can be hard finding a job. It can be even hard networking, because then you have a split in employment because you move so much with your service members. And you have to realize that with that split in employment, there's volunteer work. So while you're in transition, it's best to volunteer so that you won't have that gap in employment. And it's hard for us to even get employment as a military spouse. And once they hear a military spouse, some people don't want to hire you because they know that you're there for a short term.
Oh, well, I don't know, because it's what, 7 or 8 bases here in San Diego. So it's like super cool. But you get here and they hook you up. You
know, yes, ma'am. It has got better.
But you know what's gotten worse? The commissary.
Oh!
The commissary brains, for y'all that don't know, that's a military grocery store. It used to be off the chain. You get groceries, you have 2 baskets. You know, and especially you, Dr. Jo, you got 7 kids.
Yes, ma'am.
How did you feed them and get all these degrees and accolades and be a wife? How did you get your superpower?
Let me tell you that by the power of God. By the power of God, by reading his word, by getting mentor, my pastor, my first lady, being around other mentor that I want to inspire, being around other women that I see is by being around millionaires. So although I'm a military spouse, we have a lot of resources that they give us and that we have, but most military spouses don't really know. But there's a lot of resources out there that help you build business, that help you with small business loan, they help you go to school and get certification. With me, I had to really chime in on what I love to do. So my passion and the prayer of God and my pastor along the way, my mentor, helped me thrive with it.
Really?
Yes, ma'am.
That's important. So you're at this point in your life, you are doing all of these things. What are you doing for self-care?
Wow, let me tell you, with my self-care, and I've implemented how important it is to have self-care. With me, I take a week off every month. Ooh. And that's for me to rejuvenate my mind, because I help a lot of clients. I'm a psychotherapist. I'm an international psychologist. And I also teach. So, you know, I take in a lot of things. So I really have to rejuvenate my mind. I take a week off vacation. Every month I'm going on vacation. I'm doing something. And with me, I like to sit down every morning at 5 o'clock, read my Bible, drink my coffee, and recite my affirmations. So that's really my self-care.
Well, that's good. That's good. Now, let's ask you some good stuff. You were a appliance in the kitchen. What appliance would you be and why?
Wow. The appliance I would be, let me tell you, that is the most interesting question, but I would say I would be probably the refrigerator.
Really?
Listen, the refrigerator. I mean, because sometimes when you get upset, you cool off.
Well, that is really good. That's cute. See, I'd be the opposite. I'd be the tea kettle. I'm hot and steamy, okay? Always popping off.
Yes, man. The refrigerator holds a lot of knowledge. That means it can help you with nutrition, because sometimes you want to go into the refrigerator and get something to eat, which will help you rejuvenate and get that energy back.
Unless it's the butter pecan ice cream.
Yes, that would cool you down with your mind.
That's crazy. What are three things that you cannot live without? And not the kids and the husband. I know all of that, you know, but what are three things, you know, we know you got God and the Bible, but give me three things you just can't live without.
Three things I can't live without is my smile. My smile, pet, my dog, okay. As well as my laptop.
You're a laptop lover?
Yes, that's my laptop, because let me tell you, I have my reading books on there. I have my affirmation on there. It's my life.
That's too funny. What would you tell a 25-year-old Josephine Harris?
Wow, if I tell a 25-year-old, if I think back when I was 25, I would say, you know what? Live, laugh, and learn through along the way up until you cannot learn anymore.
Okay. All right, we'll fulfill your dreams.
Yes, ma'am.
What's the best meal you know how to cook?
Ooh, I'm a Southern chick, you know that.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
I'm a Southern chick, let me tell you.
And poultry.
The best meal I like to cook is collard greens, macaroni and cheese, smothered chicken, cornbread, peach cobbler. Yes, and some fried chicken.
Wow. So now, what was the pecking order, being the mother of seven children? Did you, and a military spouse too, did you have them in lines? I mean, you know, because you got to have order when you got nine people in the house. It could be chaos.
Let me tell you, as you know, I'm a blended family. So my husband has the girls and he never raised any boys. So I have both girls and boys. So the first thing we had to do is really set the ground foundations, because you have a lot of different personalities. So one of the things you have to set is expectations of what you and your family want as a whole family. So we set family goals, and we also set individual goals. And you and your spouse have to be on the same page, because sometimes as a blended family, they will try and play parents against each other.
So you ain't got to even put it in the mix and blend it, and they got some trickery for you. You ain't got
Yes, because let me tell you, kids can be very creative.
Well, we just had to talk about that in the green room, right?
Yes, they can be very creative. So it's basically having to be on the same page, and basically having that communication with your the biological mother and father, because sometimes the biological mother and father could corrupt your household, and you have to make sure that they on the same, everybody on the same page to get along. So we had some trials and tribulations along the way. It was very difficult at first. So we had to set them ground rules down immediately.
And then too, among conflicts, when you're not involved, you know, people got to work out their own dynamics. Mm-hmm. Everybody is not going to have the same relationship.
Nope.
And you can't just assume that. And then you can't let that relationship of them work on you and your spouse. So it's a, you know, it's a very delicate dance. I get that. So what do you do as an international psychology? I mean, that means you deal with them brains all over the world. What you doing?
Yes, ma'am. I counsel a lot of military soldiers in different countries, Korea, Japan, Thailand. Mostly I do my clients is in Korea. So I do a lot of international clients in Korea and in China and Japan.
Okay. Well, good. That's good because, you know, mental health, and really in our community, in the Black community, they don't want to talk about it. They don't want to deal with it.
And no,
they'll self-medicate, you know. They go get drinking or drugging or arguing and screaming, and it's hard because I've seen, as a military spouse, I'm so glad I'm married to Mr. Magnificent, but I've seen the women that have really had to struggle, you know, and they come home and, you know, the husband is this authoritarian, and you've been away from the kids, the dynamics has changed, the intimacy, you know, you even got to get born back up to each other. So it's a lot going on. So I'm glad that we have mental health professionals like you. Tell us a little bit about your writings and the anthologies you've been in. Do you have any copies of them there?
I do. I have some of them around here somewhere. But one of the things I've been I'm working on now is a mother's prayer. And that's already out now. That's the most newest one I'm working on now with Navia. And I talked about how daughters are unique. And they don't have to cater to other people's perspective on them. And how, so I talk about my daughters in the book and how they are unique and how their attitude don't have to change based on what the world's, right. Based on what the world say they are and they are not, and how beautiful they are. And God made us unique in every which way we can possibly be.
Absolutely. Yeah, he don't make sloppy seconds. Everybody brings something to the table. And, you know, I had a little test in that. I'm working together. I'm building a coalition of neighbors to come together. And I had an expectation of others. I have to meet people where they are.
Yes.
That means if I have to edit and filter, because I'm a very strong personality, as if y'all didn't already know that. But you got to temper yourself, because you can blow yourself right out the water. And my husband, he's so cool. He said, I don't let none bother me no more. I don't even care about that stuff. But it's hard, and that takes maturity. It takes maturity.
Yes. And see, me and my husband are the opposite. I'm the more laid back, and I'm the more, well, that don't bother me. I don't let nothing upset me. I don't stress over nothing. Yes, you know what? I give it all to God. So that's why I look so young. That's why I look so young. I don't stress.
You're the psychologist. You know how to decompress, you know? That's crazy. You take a week off.
Yes, ma'am.
So, yes, okay, ma'am. So you did that book. And so what other anthologies do you have out so my brains can get in contact with you?
One of the things I have out is I did Live Your Faith Out Loud, which is I did 1 and 2. So I did that one as well.
I'm so excited to see one of your books, Money Talks. What y'all talk about with money?
Let me tell you, this book is dynamic with different couples on here. So one in this book is Dr. Constant is the visionary author of this book. So me and my husband, Keith Harris, did a chapter in this book, and it's called Unconditional Love. So we talks about how we met by God and how God brought us through different trials and tribulations in our relationship.
Wow. That's pretty good. Because, yeah, it makes a difference. It makes a strong foundation. It really, really does. Tell my brains how to get in contact with you, if you got any special offerings, promotions. You know, what you doing?
Well, you can get in contact with me on all social media, Dr. Joe Harris, on LinkedIn, Dr. Josephine Harris. I also have several books that's out. You can go on my website at www.commonmindsllc.com. I also am a blogger. So I have a blogger called Healthy Hearts and Minds, where I talk about my mental health journey and how I overcame certain obstacles as a military spouse and what trips I went on to soothe my soul.
Okay. That, I tell you, it's that week off.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, thank you for being here on The Edge, Brains. I need you to check in, okay? Every now and then, you get your heart checked, you get your blood pressure checked, get your brain checked. It's good for you. I'm telling you. Get you plugged in. Get you tuned up. Go back and listen to other edgy conversations right here. This is the address, okay? I need you to love, like, and share. I want you to raise those numbers. Raise the roof on them. Love, like, and share. Connect. And be sure that you connect with Dr. Josephine Harris, Dr. Joe, because she know. For sure. Thank you for being on The Edge. My brains.